Joining me right now to talk politics is Frank Keating, former Republican governor of Oklahoma and president and CEO of the American Bankers Association. Governor Keating, welcome back.
John, thank you very much. And I think we need to run one or both of those guys that conquered Yosemite. Anybody who can do that is a knockout. So that is an incredible achievement, isn't it?
It is. And is this your way of saying, please, Mitt Romney, don't run?
No. I was a Mitt Romney volunteer in a very minor way. Mitt Romney is a wonderful human being. I mean, he really is a sweet spirit, as my Southern Baptist friends say. But in my judgment, and I was not surprised by it, the attitude, the reaction of the people in Oklahoma, I was there this week for the governor's inaugural, their view was, you know, we have to win, we can't lose again, and we need new faces, new ideas. Let everybody duke it out, and if Romney's in there, fine. If Romney's not in there, that's fine, too. But the more the merrier. They want to see a really scalding primary where the fittest will survive, and I agree. I think that's a pretty good approach.
Now, would you describe Mitt Romney as an also-ran at this point? Is that a definition of Mitt Romney?
Well, I mean, three strikes, you're out, and he has run twice. I know it's true that Ronald Reagan, whom I work for, ran three times. But in Mitt's case, I think there are several things, John, that really have not been shared. John McCain asked me to deal with a lot of the conservative religious figures as he was trying to plow his way through the primary process. Romney is a very enormously bright guy, a very gifted and successful business guy. A lot of the conservative base is suspicious of Massachusetts. Isn't that where Elizabeth Warren's from? But they see Mitt as basically an architect of Obamacare, and they despise Obamacare. And also, there's something that really is searing and embarrassing and bad for America. I'm a Catholic. There really isn't the anti-Catholic bias in politics there used to be. But there is an anti-Mormon bias in politics. And that, I think, is one of the reasons Mitt did not do as well as he thought he would do. It's alive and well out there, and I think that is a factor that he has to contend with.
Well, I mean, everyone would say he's a decent fellow, but doesn't he complicate the calculus for the GOP in the sense that he can afford to stay in there for quite a long time? So fundraisers, if they want to support someone who they think is actually a winner, if they believe that Mitt Romney isn't, are going to have to match him dollar for dollar until he just gets sick of it, or it becomes clear that he can't make it, or he wins. He's unlike someone like Governor Christie, who really has to sell himself and get the money, whether you think he can win or not, and he has his own problems.
Well, I think that's a very good point, John. The reality is he can self-fund to a very significant degree. He could put $50 million on the table, say, hey, this is the start. But the reality is once he self-funds, he doesn't want to impoverish himself, but once he self-funds, then he's got to go out and raise money. And I have talked to a lot of the large donor deep pocket group that I am familiar with in Oklahoma and in the Southwest. They like Mitt Romney, but they are of the view that he's had his day. And let's look at some of these other people. And there are some, I think, pretty good folks. I did a review of Scott Walker's book for the Washington Times some months ago. I couldn't believe the courage that guy had. Jeb Bush has been a friend of mine forever. He is humble, bright, decent. He's the best of the best of the Bushes, in my opinion. Obviously, there's a second-tier group of candidates. Chris Christie's one. Kasich in Ohio, the governor there, or Mike Pence from Indiana, who are very gifted leaders. They've done things. They've accomplished things. People just simply, in the Republican side, don't want to make the same mistake we made as a country, in their view, 8 years ago. They don't want another professor. They don't want somebody who will diddle and dawdle. They want conservative leadership, strong foreign policy, tax reform, strong economy. This should be America's century, not China's. And that's
all right. Well, then let me help you out here. I'm looking at the whiteboard and I'm seeing these various tiers. Scott Walker, okay, I think he qualifies as fresh to a certain extent. But if the GOP is saying no more Mitt Romney, we got to do something fresh, is Jeb Bush really an alternative to that? And the other alternative, Chris Christie, who I think has a lot of judgment issues that he's going to have to face in the primary. And then you've got Rand Paul, who, yeah, he's fresh, but I don't know, fresh for, you know, maybe people on Mars in a certain respect. And then you've also got Ted Cruz, who is certainly a powerful speaker, a credentialed conservative, but I think he's going to turn a lot of people off.
But John, I think a number of those folks will drop out early because they don't have the ability to fund. And the reality is, I don't think Republicans are libertarians. Republicans want government to work. They don't want to blow it up. And so I'm not sure about the libertarian side. And obviously, Chris Christie in flyover country, he's very aggressive. That simply won't sell well in many parts of the country, including, for example, my state. But again, I think it's very healthy to have a complete catfight in a primary to find the best, the brightest, the strongest, the survivor. I think people want to see that kind of primary, that kind of campaign, because the Democrats are going to canonize and coronate Hillary Clinton, apparently, and that, to most people, puts the spotlight solely on the Republicans, and I think that's healthy for Republicans.
Frank Keating, always great to talk to you, former Republican governor of Oklahoma and president and CEO of the American Bankers Association. Thanks so much.
Yes, indeed.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.